It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Got a trending report. A couple of things going on with us. I did just message Nick Knack and say, hey, it's going to be cold this weekend, and Fatty wants some banana bread. So
I have to make banana bread, too, actually.
Do you?
So, got some ripe bananas?
Yeah. She's like, okay, I'll do some baking this weekend.
Yes.
Maybe you could bring some this time.
It'll be crazy.
Gone. Fatty wants it over the weekend. It'll
Fatty
be gone
gonna
by
eat that banana
Monday.
Bread, Katie.
He did not say share, did he?
She's going to be making bread this weekend, and I'm going to do some soups, I think, in the Instapot or crock pot.
You got to do soups on this weekend.
Chili. It's a
chili
good
too.
Chili weekend.
I was thinking like broccoli cheddar, maybe.
Yummy.
Can I come over?
Potato?
French onion?
Yes.
Ooh,
I make a pretty solid chicken noodle, too.
Sounds
okay.
So good.
Chicken and dumplings. I think I might go that route.
You're a dumpling.
I'm a dumpling.
Oh, it's going to be a good weekend to eat, right?
Single guy.
So good.
It's so cold.
Yeah, those nice stick to your ribs types of meals. Those are exactly what the doctor
stick
ordered.
To your rib.
Josh, just because you're single, because you can still cook, buddy.
I can cook, but what I usually do is I overmake, and then I don't feel like eating all of it, and then I feel like I waste everything.
Yeah.
Because I make recipes. Like, I'm not smart enough to, like, you know, learn how to cook for just myself. So the recipes make...
Cooking for one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So the recipes are like
for
a family of four.
That's all right. Make a big pot of soup and invite over three or four or five of those ladies that you've been seeing.
Oh, yeah.
And have a big party.
Go. Or bring it to your parents and share it with
That's
your family.
That's what I'm going to do. Bring it to my parents, Jeremy.
No, have four or five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten of those ladies you've been seeing.
I don't talk to those.
No.
I don't talk to people
and
like that,
you can't
that,
get
Jeremy.
Them all together, Jeremy.
Sure you can. Just
That's
say, I'm
not
having a soup party. Soup party at Josh's house.
Some of those people
ladies
listen,
love soup parties.
Ladies love soup.
They do. It's in the Bible.
I can't podcast any of this.
Ladies love soup.
Okay. All right. We're
15, 20 of your closest girlfriends.
Hate this. Hate
so
this.
Funny.
Okay.
All right. You could like fill a hot tub full of soup and you all could get in.
I will never find a wife if you keep talking, Jeremy.
Well, that's
so.
A Josh's soup
that's
party.
That's a Josh
there
soup party
is,
right there.
In the hot tub.
Gosh. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking of being out in the dating world, people are dying to know how your date went yesterday, Katie.
Yeah, it was your fault, actually. Yesterday, you did, because I was planning on going on a date with this guy, but we had to change the location last minute, and I was waiting for him to text me back. And all day, I was waiting. I went home, and I was still waiting for him to text me back. We were supposed to meet at 3, and it was 2 o'clock, and I was finally like, you know what? I need to get comfy.
Yeah.
So I put on the big fluffy blue Nuggets robe that you got me for Christmas, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
That is the best robe ever. It's so soft, so fluffy. And I sat there on the couch and I fell asleep upright. Like while I was sitting
you were
up.
Sitting up?
I fell asleep.
Dang.
The little kid came downstairs and woke me up. Why are you sleeping like that, Katie? And I was like, oh my gosh, I slept through my date.
Wow.
Like I was waiting for this guy to text me back, and he did eventually text me back.
Where are you?
After 3 o'clock, but well, we hadn't set the location yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I was like, it was 4:30, and I was like, okay, fine. We're just gonna have to wait until Thursday now. Like I can't go out on a date now, right? So we ended up changing it, and thankfully he did want to meet me for date number 2. So I was happy about that because, like you said, he could have just been like, "This lady's lying."
Like his point of view, though, I feel like this chick is lying.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
I fell asleep. I mean, that's like the most basic excuse.
I know, it actually
but
is.
But it's true. Like, and I was bragging about being comfy in that bathrobe on social media,
the solid
too.
Robe,
I was
huh?
like, I'm just going to sit here and hope this guy cancels because I love
I
this robe.
I spent $300 on that robe.
You did not, but it's still.
Like $450, right?
It's still high quality, very fluffy, and I love
You're
it.
Welcome.
But it's your fault.
You can't blame it on me.
I literally fell asleep before my date, and now there's no more napping for
that's
me.
Funny.
So that's the just.
There you go.
Of that, but yeah.
There's the update, everybody.
Katie didn't
fell
make
asleep
her
on the couch.
She fell asleep.
You got another one coming
on
up,
the couch.
Though.
I do. We're going to meet tomorrow, and we already have the coffee shop lined up, and we're going to meet there at a certain time.
Have a Red Bull
so
before you go.
None of this.
So now
drama.
You can stand him up when he's there.
I know
there you
exactly.
Go.
This
there
will be a
go.
Whole different update on Friday.
Wear your robe to the date.
Oh,
just
wouldn't that be
like,
fun?
See, I have a robe. It was comfortable.
Put it on. You'll fall asleep too. It's so fluffy. It's amazing.
Good luck with the new guy.
Thank you.
Probably wear it together. Right?
Thank you.
Wrap
Maybe eventually.
Yeah, there we go.
What else is going on locally?
Yeah, we've got an update on what happened yesterday out there in Boulder County. Douglas Elementary was placed on secure status yesterday. So there was a loud boom in the area, and it freaked out a lot of people. So the elementary school there, secure status is what they did. The sheriff's office was looking into what happened, though, and they had to check with Xcel Energy because what it was... A squirrel had tripped a fuse.
No.
Causing a big boom, and people thought exactly. And they said that this happens a lot. Like, yeah. Squirrels get into their electric stuff.
They're so curious.
They are.
They're looking for their nuts everywhere.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, stop criticizing, right?
Oh, man.
That's stupid.
I had to.
Yeah, but really good.
So, that was good. Yeah, the squirrel's what happened. Everything's fine. And moving on to...
I feel like it was a little dare by his other squirrel buddies. Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie.
You know they talk like that.
Do you think it killed
them?
Jump
on that wire, Charlie.
Yeah.
Did it kill the squirrel?
I would think so.
Do you remember the Geico commercial where the squirrels were in the highway and then they high-fived each other because they caused that accident? Don't you remember?
You bet I do.
Don't you remember?
Oh my, that's a memory that you just unlocked. Holy cow.
So squirrels are crazy.
They're mischievous, man.
They're nuts. Right? There's another one. Okay. Denver was voted the
one of the best. You're single.
We're finding a lot out with this trending report, that's for sure. Active lifestyles, if you want one, Denver's a good place to be.
Yeah.
We were voted one of the best cities for an active lifestyle, and they took into consideration things like costs for gym memberships, activities, how close our parks are, fields,
courts.
This is
from NoDuh.com, right?
I know.
Colorado and Denver is known for being active and healthy and outdoorsy.
Absolutely. Well, 300 days of sunshine, right? So that's a big part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going outside, it's worth it. Plus, the mountains are right there.
Let's go explore,
right? Exactly.
Camp.
There's so many things to do here. Colorado Springs coming in at number 35 on the list. Denver was number 7, and Aurora number 87.
Right
so
on.
A couple Colorado cities making that one.
Top then, 100.
Exactly. If you're heading to the mountains, though, you're probably going to sit in traffic for it because... it's getting worse in Denver. Did you know in 2024, we spent 44 hours in traffic in the Mile High City? That's way too long.
Katie, last night, it took me to get from Denver to Denver an hour and 10 minutes.
It does, yes.
An hour and 10 minutes.
It's crazy. Like, traffic is something. And from 2023 to 2024, it's increased 19% more time in traffic than we did in 2023.
These stats are blowing my mind.
They should. You should just sit in traffic and try and digest
all this. Not
this
guy. I come into work at 4 a.m. There's not a soul on the road. It is just me and the open road, C-470.
You live in your little bubble. You don't go outside
go anywhere.
We were talking. You went to North Denver last weekend, and you were like... packing snacks
for
your
long trip. I had snacks and water. I had a hydration pack on.
You
know, with the hose that went around
like
in my
mouth. Like you were going hiking.
I didn't know how long it was going to be down in Denver,
Yeah,
it
so
was really
you don't
scary for me.
Sit in traffic, but most people do.
I brought weapons. Yeah. I don't know. You know, Denver's
you
scary.
You don't know what's
going
to happen
I brought
there.
Nunchucks with me. You never know what's going on. Nunchucks. No, but truly, like, I roll in at about 4 a.m. on 470, and many times I am the only car on the road.
Oh, yeah.
And if I come up on somebody who's actually doing the speed limit, I get, like, pissed.
How
I'm
mad
like,
do
what
you
are
get?
You doing out here right now? Why are you here?
If there's any cars around me coming down Arapahoe, I'm like, get out of my way.
This
what
morning.
What are you doing?
This morning, I almost hit every green light here because I'm just the only one on the road. This morning, another car had to turn left, so I got a red light, and I was like, I'm about to go home. I'm about to turn around and just go home.
This is it.
Not worth it.
Final straw.
Some other stuff going on nationally. Starbucks wants customers to, come into their stores, obviously, hang out, have a good time. But now they're saying that their open door policy is ending. You can't come in and just hang out anymore. Spend all day in there working remotely or reading books and working on your screenplay. You've actually got to come in and buy some stuff from Starbucks if you're in there. They're saying you just can't hang out. You can't come in and just use the restroom. You don't be just chilling on our patio. Come in and order yourself a non-fat venti mocha, no whip.
Well,
while you're in there.
Starbucks is hurting for money, so I understand.
Yeah,
well,
right.
But not only that, how annoying is it when I go on these dates that I do, I usually go to a coffee shop because it makes for an easy first date. And I can't tell you how many times I've went in and all the tables are taken by people on their laptop.
Just chilling,
they
right?
They don't even have a Starbucks cup in front of
they're
them.
Just
and I'm
blogging.
Like, what are you doing here? Like,
free
and
Wi-Fi.
They're using the Wi-Fi. That's
free
it.
Wi-Fi.
Annoying.
It's like the new library.
Glad they
they're
do
blogging
this.
Their hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
Stop it.
So Starbucks says, hey, you got to get a coffee or, as Josh says, a cake pop.
Cake pop.
Get you some. Here's a service that is leaving Amazon, and I'm kind of upset about this. It's their Try It Before You Buy service. That's when you can go on there and you can select clothing items, shoes, accessories, and they'll send it to your house. You get to try things on, try it out, take it for a little test drive, and then keep the things you want. And they don't charge you. First of all, you get like 6 items. They don't charge you. You send the ones back that you don't want, and then boom, they recognize you kept 2 pairs of pants. That's when they charge you.
I like that they did that.
I liked it a lot, Katie.
I loved it. Yeah.
I buy a lot of my clothes off of Amazon.
As you
because
should.
Because I just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
About how I look.
Moo-moo, yes, please.
Why not? It's on sale. I have Amazon basic pants.
I do, too.
Hey, but I like them.
They're
really nice.
Good-looking pants. You'd never know.
They're nice pants.
But I feel like an idiot when I look down and I see the Amazon basic tag there in the back. I probably should just cut those out.
No one needs to know.
Because
no,
they're like a name brand good-looking pant, but they say Amazon Basics. So like that's, at least I'm not out in the dating world like you two.
Yeah, because they'd be like, this fool
where
didn't
I'm
even pay for shipping.
I'm intimate with somebody or whatever, and the pants are coming off.
Amazon Basic,
and
eh?
Big old tag that says Amazon Basic.
Aww.
I'd be like, I'm not a basic guy.
I'm not a basic guy.
I'm special. How embarrassing would that be?
That would be embarrassing, yeah.
That's why I still buy name brand, Jer.
Why'd you break up with him? All the girlfriends are talking to you. You're like, well, his pants were Amazon basic pants.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
What else is going on? Just couldn't do it. The FDA is now proposing that nutrition info be placed on front of packages now. Versus the side or the back.
Why?
Like all the information. Why? Because y'all are eating sleeves of Oreos, and they went that information right on the front saying how bad it is for you, I guess. Because
so much blue dye, the cookie's black,
turning
Katie.
It around is so hard.
Yeah, but nobody's,
you know how lazy our society is?
I guess. Like,
nobody's
I guess
turning
that's
the
it.
Box around
how lazy
in the back.
Lazy we are.
Gosh.
Your hand is just going right in the top of the box.
Yep.
There's no
right
in the box.
How much protein do these cookies have?
Don't care.
The idea is that it will help customers make quicker and more accurate assessments of the products that you're pounding down your pie hole. It's just a proposal right now. If it does get approved, it might happen later this year, it says. No, 3 to 4 years after the new
poll.
Oh, God, it could take
a minute. I will say, though, the fact that they put all the nutrition information in fast food on the menu, when you see how many calories each thing has, they do that now.
Yeah.
I mean, it does go into my brain. I still order it, but I mean, the fact that we can see it, you know.
Does it change my mind? No.
No.
But
it's like the warning labels
it.
On cigarettes, and people are like, well.
Yeah.
Still need them.
Whatever.
Gonna go somehow.
Yeah, whatever. Here I go again.
Yeah, that is not going to stop you, Katie, because off the air, I was like, hey, Katie, Sonic corn dogs are 99 cents today. And she was like, what?
I squealed.
I'm going to go get them.
They
I'm
do it right
some.
At Sonic, though. They deep yeah. fry those puppies.
Oh, my God. You get like yum. 9 of them
That's
today.
That's how you
is
corn dog.
Problem
10 for
all.
10, baby.
Oh
Let's
my
go.
God, you guys. Make your way to our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. I posted a feel-good story today. I don't do a lot of those, but it's a cute little video of an emotional groom at a wedding in England. It's gone viral because right before his fiance walked down the aisle, she played a message from their 3-year-old daughter on the speakers about how happy she was to have him be her daddy and mommy's coming down the aisle.
Papa, she sounds like that.
It's a little girl from England. Aww, Papa, yes, Papa, I'm so happy. So it's happy. A very special day for both of you.
Yes.
You've both been so sinful for so long. I'm happy you're putting a ring on it, Daddy.
Thank you, Father.
Immediate waterworks. Everybody's
Immediate.
Crying
oh, yeah.
like crazy because it's the sweetest little thing.
If she sounds
Daddy,
anything like you.
Daddy, good news today.
I hope she doesn't.
99 cent corn dogs at Sonic today, Daddy.
Little girl, I want to eat you up.
Oh, my goodness. You can see the video on our Facebook. It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.